Proclamation number 8266, dated the September 7th, 1962. Apostasy of the beings. Voluntary ascent. When the beings came forth from me, they were in a brightly enlightened, completely free and inconceivably powerful state. For I created them in my image, in all perfection, and that signified unlimited bliss. They could have remained in this state forever. Yet as a sign of their divinity, they also possessed free will. And this free will changed their nature into the opposite. They became imperfect, lost their light as well as their strength, and as a result they lost their freedom. They became enslaved because they had misused their freedom and opposed my will. They left my eternal order. A violation of my order, however, had to have negative consequences, and these beings became wretched. Only light, strength and freedom is bliss. On the other hand, an enslaved being without light and strength experiences a state of torment, but which it had created itself through its wrong will. But since all beings emerged through my strength of love, I took pity upon their painful state. For I am and remain a God of love. I am a supremely perfect being which can only ever emanate love, because love is my fundamental nature. But I am also a being which creates and is active with boundless wisdom and might, and to whom it is therefore always possible to turn everything that is wrong into right again. Nevertheless, I must allow my created beings to keep their free will, and this will is the decisive factor as to whether the being accepts my help. However, since it had deprived itself of light and strength on account of its deliberate rejection, it was no longer able to use its will. And thus it was placed into a state of compulsion by me, where my will alone was the decisive factor. This enabled the being to gradually ascend from profound darkness and the state of utter weakness and come closer to me once more, until it could finally leave the state of compulsion and receive its free will back in order to use it again, and this time for a correct attitude towards its God and Creator. It must enter the law of eternal order again and change itself back into the original being it used to be in the beginning. The moment it voluntarily subordinates its will to my divine will, it also attains light and strength again, because it upholds the principle of divine order, because it has shaped itself into love and its thoughts and will are only determined by love. Hence love guarantees the being light and strength and freedom. The rejection of love, however, reversed its fundamental nature into the opposite. So although the being I created is able to voluntarily change itself entirely into the opposite, it can nevertheless not cease to exist. Therefore it cannot remain in a state of darkness and weakness forever, yet neither can it be forced into changing its nature. I can only help the being, which is no longer able to use its free will, such that a free decision will be possible for the being again. This is why I take care of what became wretched and let it go through countless many stages of development under the law of compulsion, in order to wrest it from my adversary's control, who is to blame for the wretchedness of the beings which came forth from me in light and freedom. Nevertheless, the complete change into the original being and therefore a return to me can only take place through a decision of free will. For each being must provide the evidence of its divinity, it must voluntarily have entered my will, it must desire light and strength and freedom and seriously strive towards me again, from whom it once distanced itself and thereby became the most miserable being. Only in unity with me can there be light, strength and freedom. Consequently, unlimited bliss is only feasible when the being has changed itself into its fundamental nature again, when it has become again what it was in the beginning, when it came forth from me myself in all perfection. Amen.